30 seconds to download. On a regular mode, it'll take half an hour.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to whatever. Anyway, Abby West. Harv is here. He's going to talk to you and make you laugh. I don't know what he's going to do. You never know with Harv. Here he is.
Hello, everybody. This is Harv Laser talking to you from beautiful uptown Sacramento, California, where it's 100 degrees outside and thank God it isn't 100 degrees inside. Any questions, comments, insults? I'm here to take them. Hello, Wendell. Hello, Mr. Portnoy. Don't forget the lag, kids. Keep your hands and arms inside the car and no smoking, please. If anybody can actually hear me talking, please raise one of your tentacles now. I am not saying anything until I see somebody actually say they can hear me.
Hey, good buddy. We get the bounce on the carrier.
Somebody say the word James Bond so I know that you can hear me. If I see somebody type James Bond, I'll know that you can hear me. No, Laura Palmer is not the name I'm looking for. Hello, tasting. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, Riley raised his tentacle, so I know you can hear me. If anybody has any questions, I don't know. Am I on a camera? James Bond, all right, you folks can hear me. There's apparently at least a half a minute lag between when I talk and when you actually hear what I'm saying. So it's as though I'm on Mars, I guess. Kermit Woodall has left the building. All right, you guys can hear me. If you have any questions, comments, insults, or you would just like to throw large bags of money at me, I'm here to receive them. Thank you very much. Am I on the camera? Okay. I have no idea. If you can see me on the camera, say so, because I have no camera picture here, so I don't know what's going on. All right. Laura Palmer was found in a plastic bag on Twin Peaks down by the beach. All right, anybody have any questions for me? Or anything else? Or if I'm totally wasting my time, I will hand Mrs. Venom back the microphone and go do something more productive. That's totally up to you people. Hello, Mr. Portnoy and Mr. QBQ. Mr. Fabian, will you sing Tiger for us before you leave the building? You see me on the camera. I can't see myself. All right, very good. There's apparently a 30 or 40 second lag between when I talk and when you actually hear me talking. Yes, that is, except I don't spell Harv with an E on the end, and neither shall you, or the boys will come and pay you a visit. Thank you very much. All right. All right, I have to tell you that Bill McEwen probably gave one of the best speeches I've ever heard anybody related to the Amiga ever give at the banquet last night. And this show is much better than last year's show. especially because none of the Gateway people were here at all. And it doesn't have that gray suit mentality that it had last year. Mr. Spock, yes, I'm Harv. Excuse me, ma'am, does anybody know where a ghost can get a cheeseburger around here? All right, do we have any questions? Anybody want to ask me anything, considering there's a 30-second lag between when I talk and when you can actually hear what I'm saying? If anybody has any questions besides, is the show real cool? Go ahead and ask them, and I will do my best to ignore you. The food. Well, the food, there was actually enough food. And when John said, okay, we're serving food now, you never saw 100 people stand up so fast and push each other out of the way in your life. Hello, Wendell. Wendell is a faithful member of the Amiga Zone, and the rest of you losers should also join. The rest of you fine, upstanding citizens, you wonderful Amiga people out there, should all go to www.amigazone.com and sign up. I'll be happy to take your money and send you a free hat. And you're not going to find a better deal than that today. Is Petro really as annoying as he seems? Well, unfortunately, Petro didn't make it to this show because he's busy somewhere throwing up in a gutter, I think. So he had some contract. I think they said he went to India to sell a pile of machines or to do something else. So Petro did not come to the show. Felici did not come to the show. Bill was here. I think he left. Derek Lyle is working with Kermit at Kermit's booth. Who else was here? Randy Hughes from Amiga was here. Joe Torre was here with a very stunning-looking lady on his arm wearing his Boeing shoes. There are any number of people. The show floor is pretty light right now. I don't know if they've been pointing the camera around. This is a two-day show, and typically Saturday is very, very busy, and then they buy stuff, and they all go home and crash it all day on Sunday and don't come back. So it's pretty light right now. There may be... Oh, I don't know. There might be 50 or 75 people in this room, optimistically speaking.
Very optimistic.
Why should I join AmigaZone.com, asked Mr. Darthanoi. Well, you go to the website and take a look and see what we've got. And because we're not just a pile of files like AmiNet is, although it's nothing against AmiNet, but it's an online community that's been in business for 15 years, and I'm signing up people left and right here at the show. I brought 36 hats with me, and I've got 3 left. So if that tells you anything, it either tells you that I signed up a whole lot of people or I'm a very convincing liar. Anyway, the banquet last night, Bill gave a speech that was actually about a half an hour into it. He said, to hell with this. He threw his notes away, and he just ad-libbed. There was no tape from Dick Van Dyke, but he did show the CNN-FN segment that he was on about a month ago. He showed the ZDTV segment. He showed some demos and some new hardware that Amiga is not going to manufacture, but he proved the point that the new Amiga OS will run on just about anything because it actually had it running on a handheld Motorola telephone. I don't pretend to understand this technology because I'm just a dumb user, but it was very impressive, whatever the hell it was. And then he handed out, they have redesigned the Boing Ball again. They've redesigned the Boing Ball again, and he handed out to everybody who was at the banquet a special t-shirt, which apparently is a very short vintage. And if they show up on eBay, you'll know why, because I'm certainly not going to put sweat stains on it. Mr. Simple PPC, I will tell you that there are a couple hundred people who are paid AmigaZone customers. I don't give out my actual figures because it's a well-kept secret within the industry. Mr. Cola is a member. I pronounce, Matt asked why I pronounce it as AmiNet, because that's the way I've always pronounced it. Some people pronounce it AmiNet, which I think sounds silly. But some people call their computers Miggy, which is also silly. And I'm being told to shut up. I pronounce it AmiNet because it's an Amiga place thing. Okay, Matt, we're going to send Tony and the boys around with a couple of baseball bats. They'll be knocking on your door shortly. So get yourself ready for that. Thank you so much. Does anybody have any questions that I can't possibly answer? I don't know nothing about birth and babies, so don't be asking me those questions. There is silence here because I'm reading the screen, and we're all arguing now about how AmiNet is pronounced, which is a pointless waste of time. You can pronounce it however you want. Any questions about what happened last night? Knowing that there's probably a 30 to 40 second lag between when I just said that and when you'll actually hear it, if you're on the audio. It was a very impressive speech by McEwen. The Eiffel Tower is exactly one Eiffel Tower tall and always has been. Is that an unladen swallow or a fully laden swallow, Joe? Harv, do you have a sample of the new Boeing design to show? It is on T-shirts that some people are sweat staining here. I grabbed a couple and they're up in my room, and not to be worn, but to be collect forever as collectibles. What they did was they redesigned the Boeing ball so that it looks like. Some people were calling it the Death Star. You can sort of see the core of the Boeing ball. It's sort of like a new beginning type of thing with the white and red checks being constructed around an inner core, which is, I think, actually a creamy chocolate filling of some kind. Right. Doug McLaughlin says it looks like a giant ball of tin foil. Petro Tachenko. Mr. Alf FX asked what happened last night. What happened last night was that we had a banquet, which was a packed house of about 100 and a quarter people, and the SAC group that sponsors this show gave out an award, a couple of speeches. Bill McEwen got up and talked for about an hour, showed a couple of videos, showed a couple of new pieces of hardware that nobody's ever seen before. Had some very early new Amiga stuff running on multiple processors. Everybody's very impressed. They gorged themselves with food, and everybody walked out of there with at least one or two T-shirts of an extremely limited edition that apparently will not be available anywhere else. Petro did not show up at the show. Fleecy is not here. Fleecy is apparently having green card problems and might have to go live in Canada for a year. Yes, he is, really. So what I was told was that he was going to move to Washington. They had some problems with his green card from what Gateway did to him, and he might have to go live very close to the U.S. border up in B.C., British Columbia, for 1 year until they sort out his green card. So apparently it'll be within commuting distance of wherever Snow Qualamalawalami, Washington is. But he has to get out of the United States. Mr. Spock, I have a couple of hundred members, paying members on the Amiga Zone right now. Wendell, Floyd, and KT are here. Yes, there are any number of people I know here. Matt asks, the redesign of the Boing Ball. They just stole the QNX RTP logo and put checkers on it. What a bleeping ripoff. Discuss. I am not at liberty to discuss that because I don't know what in the hell the QNX RTP logo looks like. So, as they say on CNN, no comment, Senator. I think it's too early to know, Joe, what the new Amiga is going to be so far. What I saw last night was pretty damn impressive because I saw the same binary running on a number of different alien machines of one kind or another. So it's totally portable. And he was specifically asked, can I run my Amiga software on it? In other words, the last 15 years worth of software. And he specifically said yes, which I think is something a whole lot of people wanted to hear. A few people stood up and applauded. Some passed out. There were some ambulances that got ugly. And and that was that. Fleecy may end up in Vancouver or some border city because of green card problems. Snoqualmie. I don't know how to pronounce that city's name. They should give Snoqualmie. They should give it a new name because that's a stupid name for a city. They should just call it Snowville or something like that. My lifestyle of high living, if you saw the stack of bills that I have unpaid sitting at home with red ink on them, you wouldn't call that high living, sir. I'm not getting rich running off this thing, despite the rumors that you've read in People magazine and elsewhere. MHW, did he say how the classic programs will run on the new OS? He just said they would run. He didn't go into any details about it at all. It is my personal gut feeling that Bill knows exactly what he's doing, and he's releasing bits of info piece by piece, okay? There are any number of big-name companies who are in negotiations who have bought the software developer's kit, affectionately known as the SDK, which is so far the only product this new Amiga company has issued. But there are many, many companies he would not name. In fact, he said to the point of a couple hundred, I believe, companies, including big-name game developers, all kinds of companies that you could name, you would know instantly if you heard their names, who have bought this developer's kit. And I think he said at the speech, correct me if I'm wrong, that one company bought something like 100 copies of it. All right, we're still back trying to explain how to pronounce the name of the city. I don't. The Grey Council, is that anything like the Freemasons? I have no idea. I know they have a secret handshake and they're all wearing a strange looking ring. I don't know what the Grey Council means. There is apparently at least a 30-40 second delay between what I say and what you hear. Joe asks, what is the performance difference, if any, between the Tau VP code and native code? I don't know. What I saw, what little I saw, was running pretty damn fast to me. But I don't think it's far enough along yet. I'm not that technically oriented to be able to give you an intelligent answer to that question. So try something I can actually answer. Yes, I am ready for my close-up. Mr. DeMille, except my hairdresser isn't here yet. All right, I'm going to give you one look at the face. And if any women or small children fainted when I did that, send the hospital bills to somebody else. All right, I'm going to find out how slow this audio delay is by saying a word. Now, as soon as you hear me say this word, I want you to type this word, okay? And the word is squirrel. As soon as you hear the word squirrel, type it into the channel so I can see how long this delay is. We will wait, and we will wait a little more. Okay, I'm sorry, I had to turn the microphone off for a minute because I had to take a huge payment of cash under the counter, but we've taken care of that, so I'm back. Squirrel, all right, that's how long a delay we have. It looks like 30 to 40 seconds between what I say and when you actually hear it, which is one of the wonders of modern technology. Thank you very much for confirming that. All right, I don't have any more comments. If you people have some intelligent questions or even some bonehead questions you want to ask, keep it at a bonehead level because that's what I am. But I'll try to answer what I can. I'm not under any NDAs with Amiga. All I know is what was spoken last week. I can tell you this. Fleecy has been doing a live chat in Amiga Zone once a month. The last Wednesday of each month, he comes into our chat area and does a live chat for about an hour, hour and a half, until he falls asleep. Bill has agreed to start joining him doing those. So we will be having not only Fleecy, but Bill McEwen live in the Amiga Zone chat area once a month, probably the last Wednesday of each month, for members only. And that means, yes, you actually have to pay for information, like you pay for your newspaper, like you pay for your cable TV. So it's a little perk for members that you get in and you can chat with and ask questions to the president and the vice president of the company once a month. www.amigazone.com for information, or you can sign up using that JetAge SSL technology with a secure web browser. If you are in the United States, there is an 800 number you can call to sign up, which is 1-800-509-9322. Just tell the happy, friendly minimum wager who answers the phone that you want to join AmigaZone. It is $12.95 a month. There is no long-term contract to sign. We take all those big-name credit cards, and I will send you the hat that I'm wearing in the mail, delivered to your house by an agent of the U.S. government for free if you join. Joe, yes, we will open up new sections and we will support everything. That's what the Amiga Zone is about. There are two fellows sitting at a table in front of me wearing the t-shirts that were handed out last night. I don't know if the camera can be pointed at them, but you can see what the new Boing Ball looks like on the backs of their t-shirts. Mrs. Venom is going to take a picture of the back of the t-shirt and put it up somewhere so you can see what it looks like. It says, Happy Birthday, Amiga, and then the new Boing Ball with the Amiga logo on it. Hold on a second. We're going to try to get you a picture of the back of one of the t-shirts. Weird Amy, do Fleecy and Bill get paid for their chatment? No, they get paid well enough already. They should be paying me for the free publicity they're getting. Mr. ALFFX, it would be helpful to use a credit card. If you live inside the United States, you can be billed by the month and pay by check. If you live in outside the United States, to join Amiga Zone, we require a credit card, yes. We're getting somebody who's going to turn the camera and point it at the new t-shirt so you can see what it looks like. This will take approximately 1 minute. Amiga Zone is not an ISP. We do not sell web space accounts. We are associated with an ISP in Sacramento called CalWeb Internet Services, www.calweb.com. They will combine an Amiga Zone account with a CalWeb account and 10 meg of web space and a Unix shell account for $19.95 a month. Their only dial-in local numbers are in California, all right? So it makes no sense to use them for an ISP unless you live inside of California. The camera is now being pointed at the back of one of the T-shirts that Bill McEwen handed out last night at the banquet. As far as I know, these T-shirts are not going to be available anywhere else, so they are pure collectibles. And you can see the new Boing Ball design, depending on how Bill points the camera. He's going to have to probably zoom in on it a little bit somehow, or take his camera closer to the back of the shirt, or pick the guy up who's sitting there eating and drag him closer to the camera to get a better picture of it so you can see what the new Boing Ball looks like. Weird AME. All right, Bill is moving the webcam. If you folks are looking at the webcam, it's pointing at the back of one of the new T-shirts that was handed out last night at the banquet, so you can see the redesigned Boing Ball and probably some of the text that's on the back, because the Amiga just turned 15 on what, July? 23rd. July 23rd was the Amiga's 15th birthday. So this T-shirt celebrates that fact, and it says so on the back of the shirt. Can you see the T-shirt well enough, or he's going to, I believe he's going to switch lenses. Hold on one sec. We're trying to show the back of the T-shirt to the whole world, so if you can stand there for about one minute or so, you're going to be on a webcam. Okay. I think he's going to put a closer lens on it so you folks can get a good picture of what the shirt looks like. So bear with us 1 minute. We are working on zooming in on the back of the T-shirt. So hold on a second. This is high technology live on the air on the internet. All right, Bill is dicking around with the camera lens. I think he's putting on a closer lens, a zoom lens of some sort. And one of the next pictures you see should be a close-up of the back of the T-shirt with the redesigned Boing Ball on the back of it. So bear with us. Keep your hands and arms inside the car and no smoking, please. The cam is being moved closer. All right, hold on a second. We're going to get the T-shirt on the webcam. So hang on a minute. This will be something you can tell your grandchildren about if they live very unfulfilled lives. All right, you should have a decent picture of the back of the T-shirt now with the new Amiga Boing Ball, if you can make it out. All right, you should be getting a picture on the webcam very shortly of the T-shirt, which was handed out yesterday at the banquet to the people who were in attendance. And as far as I know, it's not being sold anywhere.
It will be sold on Amiga.com's website starting next week.
Right. Okay, somebody sees a head, or somebody's giving head, I'm not quite sure which. But I think that requires, alright, there we go. We have an excellent picture of the new Amiga Boing Ball and the special Amy West T-shirt on the webcam right now. So if you look at the webcam picture, literally as I speak, which was 30 seconds ago when you hear me, you should be able to see the new deconstructed Death Star chocolate-filled Boing Ball on the back of the T-shirt.
Almost.
And here it comes. We're looking at it. And there it is. It is now on the webcam. This is a world exclusive. This is something to tell your grandchildren that you saw this live on the internet many, many years ago.
I require that T-shirt in order to
survive. All right. I've basically said all I have to say. I'm going to turn the microphone back over to Mr. Doug McLaughlin, who can entertain you with his witty repartee and his miscellaneous ramblings and his tales of terror of the military life that he is now no longer a part of. So, thank you very much, and good night.
Yay! And that was Harv Laser heading back to his Amiga Zone booth. While Mr. Tech Mage is tearing the camera apart. The full Monty Java. Yeah. Ah, sure. Yeah, it's. Yeah, go ahead. It's hot now. Alright, thanks.
It's 2 o'clock.
We want Hyperion.
Yes.
There are no Hyperion guys at the Hyperion booth. They are walking around playing spectator like the rest of us right now. I believe Tech Mage is going to get some water, and then he'll probably go hunt them down. Alright, no graphics. What are you going to do? You're what? Yeah, I just said that. Hyperion is definitely AWOL. They've got the kids playing Heretic 2 at their booth, but no Hyperion.
Here, put those on.
Put these on?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Why, yes, I can.
They can, you can. So, tell me what it helps with
staticky. It's about half and half static and voice. You need to plug that thing into like a 20 volt battery. Yeah. Hyperion's gone. Venom's gonna go look for Hyperion now. No, it's not a wall. It's a wall. Absent without leave. Now the military would never say something as easy as away. Yeah, it's less static. It's getting worse. It's getting worse. It's bad. It's horrible. Yeah, it's still there, but yeah, I can hear you pretty good.
Yeah, because that's me. How about now?
Keep going. Keep going. Okay, now say something. No, you dropped out. You're gone. Green light's off. Now it's back on. Pronounce Sabrina, please. Okay, so I pronounced Sabrina. What, do you think I'm a Brit or something and would say Sabrina? I don't know. What would a Brit say? we can get Hyperion over here and find out. Sabrina, that's what I said. R. Merlin, that's what I say. Who is speaking on mic? The speaker has to say Sabrina. I said Sabrina. Sabrina's cool. I love Sabrina. I downloaded Sabrina the other night.
I downloaded her all night.
I used my program, STRHTML Parse, and downloaded the entire Eric Schwartz website like 2 weeks ago. It was cool. There's a lot of pictures in there. Who is Subrinene? Is this like Japanese animation Nene on Bubblegum Crisis? I got Bubblegum Crisis on DVD now. Pretty cool. Got it at Best Buy. They got volumes 1, 2, and 3.
I'm going to hate him for this, but I guess I'll go.
Oh, you got here with you?
A Brit says, no. Sabrina. Ah. Sabrina. Except I probably still didn't say it right. Sabrina. I'll have to go live there. I'll have to go live in someplace over there. Same as you what? Yank say, Amiga. Yes, Bubblegum Crisis. Somebody's listening. Which sucks. I guess, what do the Japanese say? Amiga wa? No, there's a vowel on the end on it, so it's cool, right? Cool. Got a vowel on the end. I'm talking about Bubblegum Crisis. But Tenchi Muyo is the best thing ever. I just love Ryoko. Ryoko's a babe. And then I like Tsunami. She's really powerful and a good looking
one. Hey,
you're
here, man. Okay, Benjamin.
Nani Iturono. What something. I know what Nani means, what, and that's about it. What's that? You don't know? Well, you're a lot of help. Hey, we got Hyperion here. Linux. It's Linux. Somebody wrote in here Linux. It's Linux. Electrolux. Holland, Italy. Pretty Sammy is better. Oh, yeah, I like Pretty Sammy.
What are you looking at?
Huh?
Is that like IRC or something?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, start. Hyperion is here. Start asking your questions. Where's the nudie cam? Ryoko Wadore Deska.
That's off, though.
Ryoko wa daru desu ka? Is that pretty good?
Oh, shut up, Timothy.
Okay, here. Okay, ask questions. Hyperion is here. I'm going to hand the mic over.
Sa. Oh, shut up, Matt. Linux.
Ah. I get the impression the thing hasn't actually started yet, right? Are you, how does this work? What's going to happen? So you, the stuff, but how...
Sa, ryoko wa daru?
Who enters it?
Sa.
Shiranai.
You just talk, right? I told him that you were here, so I'll take that for you. Right. And then they'll start typing questions in here.
Nazi nihongo wo shabararu? Nihongo wa ii? Poko wa nihongo ka wakaru. Ah, what was the question? What do I have to do to get hired by Hyperion?
Dance really, 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 really well.
Yep. Bring...
Yeah. Okay, well, no. Just go ahead and say whatever you want to say. So.
Well, actually, we're looking for good programmers. If you have experience, particularly in 3D APIs, like Direct3D, DirectX, and removing these cancers and replacing them with open APIs like OpenGL, if you have experience in doing this, your skills would be much appreciated.
Okay. So anyway, so I see a question here about Shoho coming out and when it's coming out. We expect it to be finished, which is not the same thing as being out for sale. Somewhere in September. And for Sin, probably early October. Yeah, and Worms. Well, I'd say Christmas, if everything's going right. Alien vs. Predator, that's going to take quite a while before it's actually finished on for the PC. So don't expect that till, well, so halfway through next year. At the earliest, I believe.
We didn't introduce ourselves yet.
We didn't?
No, I don't think we did.
Well, that doesn't matter. They know who we are.
No, they don't know who you are.
Well, okay, that's... what do you mean you don't know who I am? Okay, well...
This is Hyperion.
Okay, well, this is Ben Hermans from Hyperion, and we got also James Salmon from Hyperion.
And you are?
Ben Hermans.
Yes.
Right.
And
you are James Salmon.
And what function do you serve within Hyperion?
Okay, I'm the managing partner. And do we have any... No, Heretic 2 is actually based on the Quake 2 engine, not the...
If it's based on Quake 2, are we going to get
it? It's Ruffle time!
No, we don't actually have a... So, the question is, Heretic 2 is based on the Quake 3 engine. Will we have Quake 3 someday? We will most likely have Quake 3 someday, but that will require the Amiga to be a platform in its own right, because there is a version for Linux, a version for macOS.
Amiga Format 23.
So, you know, the economics are simply not there right now for Amiga only versions. Okay. VP optimized releases. Yes, that's what we're planning.
Yes, Ben does like to race chariots from time to time, but.
So how come we have crappy Heretic 2 but no Quake 2? I mean, Heretic 2 is actually far from crappy. I mean, it's got a lot of good reviews, and we didn't particularly like Quake 2 because
it's a bit too much like Quake 1.
No, it's actually pretty crappy compared to Quake 1.
It's dark.
I think this one's neat. Yeah, I think the one, you know, it offers a little bit more. So.
Oh, and Kryto, yes, you do need more than an 060.
Yes, definitely.
We might try to make an 060 release for less intensive games like
Free Space,
Worms, possibly
Alien Nations,
mm-hmm.
and Worms Armageddon.
The specs needed for Heretic 2 are just basically a power PC. To be happy, you'll want a 3D accelerated card like the Promedia 2 based ones, or future releases of PCI based bus boards where you can use, say, like a Voodoo 3. But really, the absolute minimum requirement is just a PowerPC card, and you can run it with a software renderer. In AGA, even.
Well, as far as, you know, Half-Life is concerned, we tried to get it for a couple of platforms, but they were simply not interested in licensing it. Despite the quite substantial licensing fees that we offered, they were simply not interested because it was not... to quote them in their current business plan to do so. So that's a dead end, really. As far as Unreal Tournament is concerned, we urgently need new hardware. There's no way that you can run this on the current Amiga hardware. That's totally ruled out. The specs are simply not there. So. How is work progressing for the 3D support for AMI? Any specs? Okay, I know who that is. Basically, we already have the OpenGL support running for AMI in software. I know who that is.
Oh, shit.
And we basically got the software Mesa implementation running, and we're really going to start working on the hardware implementation for the Matrox C400 cards that are shipping with within the dev boxes for new Amiga OS. So.
Well, it's a bit difficult to port something before it comes out, considering that if we make an agreement to port something, there's probably already been work done on it. So it would be very hard for us to beat the release of something that's already written.
No, but basically, we are looking at getting a couple of games to come out almost simultaneously with the PC version, or very, very shortly afterwards, like, say, a month or maybe a month and a half tops. Usually, you know, PC companies need a few months to clean up their act anyway, because you usually see a couple of patches being released and so on. So it's the Half-Life source is now released. That's all very nice that the Half-Life source is now released, but it's without the engine, so it doesn't do you any good. So besides, it doesn't give you the right to commercially develop it. It's this just gives you the right to do modifications for it. It doesn't mean that you can go ahead and compile it for Amiga, if that even were possible. So. Unreal for other new graphics cards. Well, what?
When did that happen?
Well, didn't you hear what I just said? Okay.
I was thinking about other stuff.
No, apparently. So anyway, about new graphics cards, if there is a mediator or any other PCI solution, we'll be able to plug in a whole bunch of different graphics cards with PCI, and we're really looking forward to that.
Do you think you could moderate the channel so we could organize the questions here, or...?
No, it's okay. What are your opinions about the Boxer? Well, I mean, we think it's a very exciting project, and we've heard feedback from Anti-Gravity. They're going to use G3, G4s. It has PCI. Some people will definitely like it because it's a purist option. It allows you to have backwards compatibility in a way that a pure PPC design without custom chips wouldn't allow you to do. So it'll be a bit expensive, but you know, you do get what you pay for, and for some markets it'll definitely be very interesting. And we're looking forward to support it, obviously. Yes, okay. Well, as far as losing money in the Amiga market, yes, we are losing money, and we are losing quite substantially in the Amiga market, but we basically have a cross-platform strategy that allows us to develop for Linux and Macintosh and use that money to subsidize Amiga development. Of course, we can't do this indefinitely, so we definitely need new hardware, new software, and a viable Amiga market for us to stay in it for any length of time.
We have some questions written down here. I think we've addressed both of them, like how is the 3D support... Have we addressed
yeah,
that?
Yeah, we have addressed
that. Oh, we have addressed that? And when will Shogun Sin be ready?
We did that.
What new titles do you plan to release?
Well, we're working on a couple of genres that we actually don't have yet. So RPGs, real-time strategy games.
Racing games.
Flight simulators. We're looking at a lot of stuff that we currently do not have yet. That has nothing to do with us. Well, works on MorphOS, we'll have to ask Ralph Schmidt about
well,
that.
Well, especially so since we didn't write Stunt Car Racing.
No. The Alien, well... Well, the people, I mean, people that really, about the releasing of the source code, people really going to have to see the difference between the release of the source code, partial release, which allows people to do modifications of an existing game. This doesn't mean that the entire source code is out there for you to compile and play with. I mean, it's just not the way that it works. I mean, when they say, okay, the Quake 3 source code is also out there, it just allows you to do modifications, doesn't allow you to compile Quake 3 on the Amiga or whatever. So this is just a misunderstanding.
Let's see, Davros.
Okay, we did that one.
About Davros there.
Well, it depends on who the manufacturers are that you're referring to. If you're talking about the 3DFX or whoever made the graphics boards, those specs are out there. We can support it. Of course, obviously, we need support from whoever makes the PCI cards that for the Amiga, telling us how to actually proceed with it. But obviously, they will obviously supply that to us. It's in their own interest. So.
Well, I can address.
Do you need support, or does the person writing the space driver need support?
Well, we need support for 3D, for our 3D API, you know, Warp 3D.
Do you actually bang the hardware, or do you go to an abstraction layer?
Well, we go to an abstraction layer, so.
So you just need to get, but it's your own abstraction layer.
Well, yeah, it's Warp 3D, right? I mean, that is the API. So,
but I'm saying Warp 3D needs to be ported to the new car. Not you guys that are doing
this
code.
I want to deal
well,
with...
Well, yeah, we do the Warp 3D port. I mean, well, actually, Hans Jurek and Thomas Frieden do this. So.
I want to address something further down that someone just said. That would be ridiculous of us to start porting games before we had the license. We'd never do anything like that, and that's ridiculous. And if anybody in the market does that, they're really quite foolish.
Let me see. Well... Yeah, right. So what types we have released for Linux? Currently nothing yet, but we're finalizing Sin and Shogo. That's going to be out pretty soon, and we're looking at other titles for Linux as well. It's a substantially bigger market than the Amiga, unfortunately.
Do you want to address the low-key thing there? Or?
No. You want Shogo? Yeah, well, do you know this? Well, yeah, of course. I mean, everybody wants to see as many games as possible for the Amiga One, but... Should be remembered, there is no Amiga One yet, so it's a bit premature. Well, that's something for individual dealers to decide if they're going to do bundling deals for graphics cards or whatever other products like PPC cards for Amiga, whatever. Usually our contracts preclude us from actually doing bundling ourselves. So this is not something that we can arrange for. What we can do is make the game available for other people and distributors to do this. But this is outside our sphere of competence, really.
Granada, personally, I am Granada. With your comment there, personally, I enjoy playing these 3D games on my current Amiga. I think it's a lot of fun. And for instance, Heretic 2 plays quite nicely on my machine. If people enjoy it, I don't see why it's a bad idea.
Well, I mean, it depends what kind of PPC Amiga you're talking about. I mean, there's a world of difference between a 166 megahertz Blizzard PPC and a 233
graphics card.
Yeah, and an old 3D graphics card and 233 megahertz 604E. I mean, it runs quite nicely on the Cyberstorm PPC and on most Blizzard PPCs with Permedia 2. It runs quite nicely. And it makes perfect sense. As soon as there are new graphics card, by the way, it's going to fly. And to say that it's a bad idea, I don't subscribe to this notion. I mean, what do you want us to do? Like, do nothing for the people that bought PPC and then have them only run word processors?
I hate that one.
Okay.
Simple PPC there.
Well, you mean that one? We're not gonna do that. That's not for us to come. We can't do that. We don't know this.
Well, I did ask actually that very same thing before.
Well, we cannot address this. I mean, I don't want to get into this.
Okay.
It's really so I don't. Yeah, that one. I mean, Timothy. I mean, I know there are some concerns about the bandwidth of the PCI bus port, but we haven't actually seen it yet, so we couldn't comment on that. As soon as we get one, we'll definitely find out if it's usable for 3D purposes.
How much of the OpenGL API is supported
in
your
MiniGL? Mm-hmm. Well, the MiniGL is available for download, and it's open source on our website. So, yes, you can go ahead and use it, and... You can check out what's supported in there. Basically, what it supports is the Quake 2 commands. So for the commands for MiniGL or the
Proc 3D.
No.
No. Yeah. Well, Kermit.
Yeah, we're developing for the SDK. We're actually developing parts of the SDK, so obviously, yes, we do have it. We actually had the SDK before it was called that, so yes, I think we can safely say that we have the SDK. So.
Wow, cool.
Okay.
Wow, cool. Yeah. Doctor Who, well, Kermit sells a very different kind of product than we do. Basically, the Amiga market, particularly in the United States, has often gravitated towards video production, and in some places that's basically what the only market is, for instance, with sales in India. Kermit does fairly well, especially over here in the United States, because he targets a niche market where people are still using Amigas because they're still often the best choice for that. In this case, we're fighting an uphill battle trying to bring games to a platform where a lot of people are playing their games on another machine.
Okay, so let me see here. What else have we got here? Well, I'm not going to comment on this idiotic twin MIPS thing. Totally.
No, honestly, I can't say anything about the Linux market being better or not, since we haven't actually sold anything.
No, but I mean, we know from other people that actually did sell stuff in the Linux market that the sales are far higher than what we are currently experiencing in the Amiga market.
That is true.
I heard that the Amiga One will use twin MIPS CPUs. That would really surprise me, but I'm not going to comment on that.
That'd be neat.
No, that wouldn't be neat. It's too slow. It's a MIPS. It's an embedded system.
Well, moreover, there's not the development on it. It's been hurt badly. But yeah. That would be interesting.
Let me see here. Are you expecting brisk sales? Well, we didn't sell a single copy of Heretic 2 here, because apparently nobody in the States has a PPC card for whatever reason. So, or very few of them, at least. So, no, we didn't come here really to sell anything. We only took 5 copies of with us, and we raffled one. So, we're going home with our copies.
At least one person here is leaving with a copy of Heretic 2.
Right. Okay.
Ralph, you're being sarcastic again. Stop it.
Is that Schmidt?
That's Ralph Schmidt right there, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nothing to do with us. Yeah, that's not for us either, because we don't comment on other people's products.
Oh, Crido's a friend of Randy's, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah, I'm looking at a stand with 3 Blizzard PPCs right across the way here, Crido. So, you want one?
What do you? Well, I guess what do you intend to run on the Amiga? Everything that currently run on the.
That's too late. He's talking to Ralph.
Yeah.
Well, what do you guys want to comment on? That you want to get on.
Well, basically, we want to get across to people that there is no point in waiting for the Amiga One. I mean, we've waited. You need a market to thrive. That means that you need to buy stuff now and not wait for something that will possibly come. But meanwhile, developers need to stay in business. I mean, if the same attitude were going on in other markets and everybody was always waiting for something new, there's always something new coming out. I mean, that's just, if you're always going to wait, you'll end up buying nothing. And meanwhile, developers need to survive. They need any product that they have to sell. So waiting for the Amiga One is, I think it's a very bad idea, to be honest. And you currently have Amigas. They can be expanded. If you get G3, you get current PPC, you can get really good performance out of it. So I would urge everybody who cares about the Amiga to support developers, hardware and software in any way possible.
Crido, if you want one, just PayPal me the money, and I'll go get it for you right now.
Okay.
I know what that's like.
Actually, it's awesome. I can't go into that. So how does it work anyway?
No, they're typing this real time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
they are, and then they're listening.
How many are listening to me? Let me see. Will games released on the Classic Amiga get an update patch to run on the 8? Basically, we will recompile it most likely to run natively on the new Amiga OS, and we will allow people who bought a classic version, if they're not happy with the emulation and the speed they're getting out of it, to cross upgrade for a reasonable price, hopefully as low as possible, so that you don't actually waste any money that way. And but of course, if it's too old, we won't do it.
Davros is an interesting question there.
Which one?
Is that right at the bottom there?
It depends what company you're approaching. Some companies are simply not interested in licensing whatsoever. It doesn't matter what market you're targeting, Mac, Linux, and Mia, they just simply... Yeah, I know. Yeah. Anyway, they're not interested in licensing at all. They just... $200,000, $300,000, it just doesn't interest them. Other companies are more eager to work with you, and if it generates revenue for them, they'll do it. And other companies are looking for a strategic deal to get their technology, like an engine, moved over to different platforms so they can subsequently license it themselves. So it all depends who you're talking to and what kind of person who's at the other end. So occasionally you have what I would call OS racists, who basically think that you are not allowed to run their products unless you run Windows. It doesn't matter how good Linux or Mac OS or Amiga is, they don't care. I mean, it's either Windows or nothing. And they don't even care that they're losing a lot of money that way.
Yeah, well.
No, we don't have any plans currently to create our own titles because it takes several million dollars to create and many years or at least 18 months or so to create a successful title, and you're never sure that it's actually going to succeed. The budgets for entertainment software have been moving towards the same order of magnitude as the movie industry, and we simply don't have the resources to develop such a product.
Talk to us later when we're fabulously rich.
Right.
That's talking to Ralph again.
Right.
Yeah. Are we being interviewed here, or is Ralph? Oh, okay. Carla wants another cannon fodder, it looks like.
Who's the one entering this, typing this all? Where are
Nobody's
they?
Typing. They're all distant.
I know, but how does our stuff get back out there?
Through that.
Yeah.
They're listening. Audio stream.
Sorry. I thought.
I thought you knew that, Benjamin.
Okay, I thought somebody was entering this. I don't know.
Why do you think we're talking to the microphone?
Oh, I should have asked this before I did this stuff.
I'm sorry for us. It's like having a briefing or something.
Yeah, actually, I can...
He was well versed with this. He sat on
that. Yeah, he thought I knew. Buy my software if you care about the Amiga. I didn't say my software. I said software in general. I mean, if you think that people are... serious developers need revenue, unless you want them to do it in their free time and produce inferior software because they can't really allocate the time that's necessary for it, then of course with such an attitude, you're not going to... soon your hardware will be totally useless because there won't be anybody around that's going to do any serious development for it. I mean, maybe you don't care, but you probably already have a Windows box.
Yo, here's a plug for our friends at Digital Images. Buy a copy of Wipeout 2097. That's another very, very well-done port that is really something which we don't see enough of in the Amiga community. And they're really nice guys.
Oh, yeah. So Simple PPC is saving the audio stream. You really don't have to go to the trouble. Just get my Delfina fixed.
I like streaming MP3. It works. He's just talking to Colin. Next question. Are we just going to have a flame war here between people on the channel?
I think I just wanted everybody up.
Nickel.
Yeah, okay. For a proper Japanese pronunciation.
Yep. You mean cat.
Cat. My cat's called anything.
Meow.
I'm just English and I'm pronouncing it wrong deliberately.
Mm-hmm. damn English. What about Apache ThinMail? Oh. Those are open source group efforts. We're not going to be able to convince companies like Activision to open up their source code so that we can develop it partly along with the community. It's just not the sort of thing that they do. Remember that these are games which we are not just creating ourselves and have control over the code. We only have a license for it. And so we can't just all of a sudden magically open source something which we don't own.
Yeah, besides, even on Linux, you'll see that you need to pay for games. Like Heretic 2, for instance, you need to pay for it as well. I mean, there's nothing new about that. So certain things are suited for open sourcing, and other things are not. And ultimately, ID Software makes a lot of money licensing their engine. So unless they are willing to open source it, it's not going to happen.
I want to answer Davros's here. Let's see, what am I playing right now? Well, we were playing Heretic 2 a lot today, for obvious reasons, but, well, let's see. Tokimeki Memorial Drama Series just came out for the Tokimeki Memorial 2 characters on the PlayStation. Kuon no Kizuna for the Dreamcast, which is a very nice, very dramatic adventure game. What else? Oh, let's see here. Innocent Tears for the Dreamcast, which I should be getting pretty soon.
Okay, that's enough. You know, you're playing a lot of games. Actually, I have to give you more work, apparently, because you have too much time to play.
Don't take away my games. Oh, and I'm waiting for Sentimental Graffiti 2 and Sakura Taisen 3.
That's nice. Never heard of these things. But anyway. Oh, yeah.
We should license them.
Well, Hyperion being the best, well...
Let the PC industry spend $1 million developing games. Get a license for $50,000. You rule.
Yeah, well, and that's very nice. That we don't exactly rule yet, really. I mean, but we're doing the best we can for the Amiga community, and nobody can say that we haven't tried. I mean, we're losing a lot of money and trying to get out stuff to you guys, and we hope everything will go better. We're working on the new OS. So we're doing everything we can, really. And if it fails, then nobody can say we didn't try. So, and then we'll unfortunately be forced to develop only for Mac and Linux.
Well, let's make some money, Benjamin, so we can keep developing Amiga stuff.
Bill McEwen says he's trying to get prices down to around $300.
For what?
I assume he's referring to PPC cards.
Oh.
That's quite possible that Bill's trying to do that. It would be a very smart move on their part to do that. I mean... It basically would allow all classic users to get on board of the new operating system in a very short order and very, very cheaply. It wouldn't be the ideal solution. The ideal solution would be to get an entirely new system, like the Boxer or the Amiga one, depending on what you need.
I have no idea.
But $300 for a G3 card, that's not bad.
Ask TechMain. Ask Tech if he wants to know if you get to get on the stream.
Thank you.
I'm here.
I'm getting shy now.
No, I'm serious. And I think they, you know, everybody owes it to all the developers.
Darth Annoy? I'd love to do that, actually. I've got into some initial contacts with some very interested developers in Japan, but whether or not we can actually bring this stuff to market in such a way where we can make money off of it is a good question. Now, of course, this is my personal little ambition here, and Benjamin's probably going to hate me for even mentioning it.
No, I mean, I have no problem with that. If it's a good product, I'm more than happy to bring it to the market, as long as, of course, the licensing with Japanese people might be even more complicated than American companies. I don't know. I don't speak any Japanese, unfortunately, but you seem to, like, dabble in it. So.
A bit, yeah.
But just the whole idea that you're going to negotiate the licenses makes me slightly nervous for some reason. I don't know why. He's probably insulting me now in Japanese.
No, I was talking myself down there.
Oh, okay, that's good.
I just said I was just a strange foreigner. But.
All right.
Yeah.
They're high living lifestyles. Well, I'm sure the Friedens would be surprised to find out that they had high living wages.
Well, we certainly wish we had. Yeah. We don't actually have high living lifestyles, unfortunately. You know, we would really enjoy that, but we have very hard working people, and we currently have a lot of people that are working for us full time, and they do that without a lot of revenue because they believe in the business plan and they know it makes sense, not only for EMEA but also for the other markets we're targeting, and they know that they've stuck with us for over a year, and they know that in the end they think they will. They will get what they deserve.
I think Squaresoft is a little out of the question at the moment. However, there's possibility with third-party licenses through someone who's already negotiated something like Ubisoft. But that's all neither here nor there. I was thinking more along the lines of smaller titles smaller publishers who are a lot easier to work with. But you never know. I don't think we'll be having Final Fantasy for the Amiga anytime soon, though.
No, unfortunately. But what if we don't want to use the Amiga, the Elite-based Amiga OS?
Punxsutawney?
Hold on here. I'm trying to. Well, Mac OS X looks pretty exciting to me, and you know, it looks like something that might conceivably be really a very good product. So, if we will definitely support it. We will, because we are in the Mac market, and that's really the biggest market of the alternative market, so it's something we really are looking forward to support. Well, as far as QNX Neutrino is concerned, I haven't seen anything from them that really makes me want to support it currently. It's simply not economically viable to do so. It's probably even less economically viable than, say, Amiga OS.
I have no idea. The pings were coming back there, weren't they? Audio's gone. Hello. Can you hear me?
Oh, let me plug.
Audio is working. Can you call your mask
up? Okay, my audio's back.
Have you tried Kuon Lokizuna?
Right, I couldn't pronounce it.
No.
No. The Japanese games market has a whole slew of smaller publishers who produce very interesting games. And 99.99%, even of the high-profile ones, you never see in the U.S. It's really rather sad.
All the companies that we've... have licenses for, or at least for their products, it's always been that we had to talk to them. Nobody's ever come to us and say, hey guys, do you want to port something? Some of these companies don't even realize that there's something like that going on. I mean, when you say something, hey, we can make money for you for a product that really is for you not generating any more revenue on Windows, they usually think, hey, is that really possible? And if so, you know, they're usually interested. So, but it's never been the case that I get an email from somebody saying, hey, we have a really cool game and we want you to port it to Amiga, Mac, or Linux. That never happens that way.
The first answer you usually get when you approach somebody is usually Amiga. So they still around?
Right.
How many people are at Hyperion?
14 actually, but 10 of them are developers. We have some non-essential staff like myself. James Selvin, and Ben Yoris, who's a PR manager. No, we don't consider ourselves non-essential. But it's the developers that do the hard work. So.
Indeed, it's absolutely true.
Exactly. So,
without the Friedens, I don't know what we do.
Well, GPL being the eater of commercial development, I don't think that's entirely true. I mean, GPL is suited for certain situations. It's just not suited for other situations. I mean, you can expect people to work 18 months developing a game like Quake 3, for instance, or whatever, and then do that for free. It's just not going to work.
And it should be pointed out that the variant of the GPL, the LGPL, is actually very useful to produce something which is open source and developable, but still able to be used in commercial products.
The Litec 2 engine ported to Linux, Mac, Amiga, and others, we haven't actually started on that yet, but we don't anticipate any problems. There are currently no games out there yet that use LaTeX 2, And I believe the first game that actually is going to use it is No One Lives Forever, and that's not commercially available, I believe.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess so. I mean, it won't be commercially available for some time. So we will definitely port Little Big Two, although that doesn't mean necessarily that there's going to be any games based on it that we're going to port. I mean, we are contractually required to port Little Big Two, but that doesn't mean... Yes, we are.
Yeah.
It's in our contract for Shogo.
Next question.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Green Boy, you seem to have a personal vendetta against the GPL. Rather, I think Benjamin and I answered the question pretty well.
Well, I don't know. I mean, Well, Valve Software, I mean, yes, we have been in contact with these people, but you should realize that what happened with Half-Life is that it was in development for the Macintosh for a couple of months and the license got pulled. We talked to them about a license for Amiga, Linux, and Macintosh, and they were simply not interested. So
you said something at some point about
right,
OS
and
bigots. And
besides, I mean, Valve Software is mostly composed of ex-Microsoft people, and not a lot of Amigans that I've noticed. So if you go to their website, you'll see that most of them came from Microsoft. And, well, I'll leave you to your to draw your own conclusions from that.
Armerlin, you're mediocre and annoying.
Okay.
That was not officially sanctioned by Hyperion, that comment.
No, I know.
He made that in his personal name.
No,
I'm just pointing this out.
I see these people personally on IRC all the time, so I can say that to them.
Armerlin. That's from Venom.
Oh, EGN is still offline from IRC? Not true? Okay.
Well, this... So this is the UGN IRC connection right here, so,
mm-hmm.
Like, type something to say hello.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Oh, Weird Ami, do you have...
Well, Weird Ami, if you have an inside contact involved that can make these deals happen, we're more than willing to listen to you, but mostly it's been Microsoft all the way, and, well... You know, these guys weren't exactly very interested in listening to what we had to say. We offered them $175,000 for a 2-year-old product, and they didn't want to do it. So I think that says it all, really. I mean, if somebody doesn't want free money, and I think there's some other elements that are in play.
T-shirts. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, God. There he goes again with his T-shirt idea. He's been trying to push me for that for years. No, we do not have collectible T-shirts yet, and we do not plan to make any anytime soon. We do not plan on planning any fan clubs.
How about, you know, a collectible T-shirt game where, like, you know, I can use my T-shirt of...
We're going to make an Elate T-shirt, which has, like... Oh, no, that's we're not supposed to talk about that. Bill told us not to do that.
The one that, like, one size fits all?
No, it's the one where it has the electronics...
Oh, yeah, with the electric tank. Yeah, okay.
Where did you learn your waffle of Japanese?
He's an American, but he lives in Japan.
Okay,
yeah.
I knew it was something like that.
Well, we're not trying to pull a guilt trip on anybody. I mean, we're talking about software in general, not specifically our software. Where, you know, we have there's a lot more people out there than us, luckily, and we're just talking about 68K software, PPC software, I don't care, just generally Amiga software. There's a lot of people out there that take all these people that are working very hard for granted, and there's a thing that these people should work for free, so because they don't feel like supporting the platform, but at the same time, they want to go on whining. You know, probably what we are best at in the Amiga community is whining, you know, like... Whining about software, and then
I don't have any software now. Oh, I don't want to pay for it now. Or
yes, I do have one, the new Amiga T-shirt. I was at the banquet, so yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. I still contend that it looks like the Death Star under construction, but...
Simple PPC for crying out loud. Yes, of course. He's talking to me in Dutch. I mean, I do not answer questions in Dutch, unfortunately. And by the way, Simple PPC, you weren't yesterday there at the banquet where Bill McEwen imitated Darth Vader a couple of times, so don't call me an idiot.
You just pop up it,
yeah, well, I mean, Green Boy, we do not have an anti-QNX anti-QNX bias at all.
Have we
I
ever
mean,
said anything about QNX?
Yeah, we just did. I mean, aren't you paying attention at all? I mean, yes, we did. I mean, we were just saying that unless you show me the economics, we're not going to do it. I mean, we have an emotional connection with the Amiga market, which is making which is not making any money for us. We do not have an emotional connection with QNX. I personally think QNX is a good product for the embedded market. If these guys were to enter the desktop market, they're going to have to convince us that there is a market there. I mean, we cannot go around supporting everybody's flavor of the month OS simply because you know, they think it's a really cool system. There are lots of cool systems out there, BOS, and you know, you got things like MorphOS coming up. We cannot go around supporting all these things just because they're really cool. There has to be some economic sense.
Nicola, would you rather that it not be available?
Well, the comment about being technically impossible, it's technically impossible, the current Amiga hardware, meaning the current PPC card, it's not necessarily, I mean, when we have G3, it's perfectly possible. Would we consider pursuing the license for the new Amiga? We would. I mean, if it's going to make us any money, but it also depends, of course, how much they want for it. I mean, the thing is out there for Mac, I believe it's also out there for Linux, so we cannot do or use play our usual game of licensing for the three platforms and then cross-subsidizing the Amiga development with revenues from all the platforms. So it would have to make a lot of sense for us before, and a lot of Amiga ones would have to be sold before we can actually ever consider doing that.
Yes, I know it's Nico. I can pronounce Japanese words. Oh, by the way, about the Japanese comment. Well, I took some classes, and I practice a lot.
Well, I mean, Green Boy, again, you know, the flavor of the month operating system for 20 years, I'm sure it is. I mean, like I said, I have no questions about the technical capability of QNX. I mean, absolutely not. I'm just... It just show me that it makes economic sense and we'll consider it. But the numbers are simply not there. There is no installed base for QNX for the desktop. I mean, I don't care how many routers run from Cisco run this thing and so on. It's all very nice, but have you ever seen somebody run any games on a Cisco router? No. So.
All right, we'll start out with Weird Ami up here. Well, certainly we'd like to have our materials in famous software stores. I think we can get it into EB, at least, Electronics Boutique. It would...
This is a QNX computer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no. It would be a bit difficult to get it into really, really mainstream stores like the software section of Walmart or something, but... Stores which do normally carry Linux products and Mac products, I think we won't have any problems getting them to carry them. I mean, we get we've been getting bombarded by stuff from the Mac market, actually.
Right.
Thinking, you know,
but that's actually more a question for Titan, who's our publisher.
That is true.
That they organize distribution for Macintosh, for Linux, and also for Amiga. So this is more up their alley. I can't really comment on that. As far as carbonizing our games from macOS 10, well, as it is, I mean, macOS 10 is not available yet, as far as I know, so we're currently only supporting macOS 8.6 and up, because 8.6 contains the OpenGL. We will definitely support macOS 10 in the future, because it looks like it's going to be something really cool. It's got the BSD kernel, which makes it for easy... cross-platform compatibility with Linux. It's looking like it's going to be something to look forward to. And Joe Torre almost ripped apart the camera here. That was live commentary here from Ami West. Yes. Thank you, Joe. Doing a great job on the box here, but not on the camera.
Do you want to start with that one, or do you want me to start?
Which one?
Our Amiga background.
Well, we're not going to go into that. I mean,
you know, we have the simple PPC again. Right. I mean, we all of us have an Amiga background, and I mean, we wouldn't support the Amiga if it weren't for some emotional connection with the market, because it makes no economic sense. So obviously, I mean, the product of these people, of the guys we hired, you know, Thomas Frieden, Hans Jürg Frieden, Peter Annes, Stefan Hauser, and all the AmiDog, all these people are out there, and you know, it's quite clear that these people are all great coders and great Amiga fans.
Oh, thanks, SF, by the way. Let's see. Oh, my Amiga background is a picture of Amino I, but some people like to have fish for their Amiga background.
Okay, about Quake 3 already being on QNX Neutrino, that's quite possible, but that's probably a deal that QNX brokered to FIDE software. That's quite possible. Doesn't mean anybody is going to buy it. You know, QNX has a lot more money than Hyperion, believe me.
Where can Sin be pre-ordered?
You can probably I don't think it's yet. Sin is not yet available for pre-order, but any pre-orders have to be directed to Titan. Their website is www.titan-computer.com.
Well, I mean, other dealers are certainly open to take pre-orders for stuff, but that's their handling of it. We have nothing to do with that if you pre-order from a local dealer.
Well, you know, Greenboy, about the new Amiga system, trust me, we're working on it for a while now. We've had close contact with the Amiga SDK before it was called that, since February of this year, and we like the product, and we're basically more than willing to support it, not only because it's we like Bill and his team, but also because it makes sense to us, and it makes, unfortunately at this point, we must be honest, it makes a lot more sense to us than QNX, because QNX is another proprietary Linux solution, and I mean, I think as far as revolutionary steps are concerned, hey, look, Adriana is still in town.
I thought you were gone.
Okay, still leaving, but anyway, so it thinks it makes it late makes more sense. From a technological standpoint, it's more of a revolutionary step than QNX, which is basically a Unix derivative. Very good Unix derivative, but still a Unix derivative, which is doesn't have the same feature set as Elate.
Next question. Keep telling her. You just click the log button. Just drag it all the way to the bottom.
Well, we definitely think the new Amiga has a chance. It's some really great technology. It's a dedicated team in charge of it. The Amiga community still has a lot of very talented developers out there. They can make this happen. I think at this point we shouldn't really try to aim at getting Microsoft to be top of Microsoft. I mean, we should just try to get a very healthy niche platform like Macintosh. That's what would already be. Apple sells about every quarter sells a million computers. If Amiga can ever do that, we will have a very healthy market. And at that point, I really don't care. It's all about choice. The choice to be able to buy a program for the Amiga and make money off it and support yourself doing just Amiga work. If that's possible, then we would be very happy.
Okay, I have to point out, okay, people complain that Unix is not Unix. Yes, it's not based upon the Unix source code, either developed under BSD Unix or System 5. However, it does work to achieve a POSIX-compliant system, and the majority of the programming taking place under it, as suggested by them, is under the POSIX-compliant environment. To me, that makes it a Unix, which is not a bad thing. But, what else do you want to say? I mean, it's POSIX compliant.
Yeah, but, okay, so it's POSIX compliant, so is NT. I mean, that doesn't make it a Unix.
Well, yeah,
right?
But, I mean, they don't encourage you to use POSIX code under NT.
Well, they might not, but, I mean, it's a simple equation for us. I mean, we need the market before we can develop for something. I mean, really, it would be very easy for us to port things over to QNX because we already support Linux. But we're not going to do so unless you can show us that there is a market there. I know, for instance, that as far as I've been reading stuff about QNX, that they have some kind of special compatibility library for ports for Linux to QNX. So, I mean, it would be very easy. But, I mean, you know, we're not going to spend the time on it unless the thing has a market. And I know it's a chicken and egg situation, but we're already doing that for the new Amiga, and we're not going to go out there and do that again for another operating system.
We can't do that contractually, though. We'd have to actually negotiate for QNX again and pay extra for it.
And obviously, it would also require renegotiation of all our existing contracts, because we cannot simply decide, oh, by the way, Activision and Monolith and so forth, we suddenly decided to support QNX. You guys, I'm sure you won't mind that we do that, right? I mean, it doesn't work that way. And we would have to pay again an upfront fee, most likely, and the sales would have to be there, because otherwise it would just be a massive loss-making proposition. Now, if QNX were to give us money to port things, we would be more than happy to look at it.
No, I don't think... I really don't want to argue the semantics anymore about POSIX is not equal Unix, etc. The point is that it's really something which we can't just leap up and support, because we have to bang these things out in contracts. Well, I don't. I'm not a lawyer. Benjamin is. And these are things which you have to convince the other company's lawyers that you're giving them. You have to convince them to accept money for it. And are you going to add one more operating system to the list and say, here, you know, I'm not going to give you any more money, but hey, let me develop for another OS. No, we have to pay money for each and every OS we add. It's not something that can just be easily done like that.
So, yeah, would be, what if QNX actually paid you to do it? Yes, we would definitely look at it. I mean, but there have been no proposals in my mailbox from QNX.
If they paid us to do it, we'd be happy to do
most
it.
Yeah. You know, but we can't assume the more commercial risk than we already assume right now to support another operating system without an installed base. That's simply it's not viable for us. Are we done?
Alright, I think we're about done here.
Right. Okay, so, well, you know, people doing stuff for the Amiga as well, you guys rule the school. Well, I wish there were much of a school, because then I'd be a head teacher disciplining everybody. You know, occasionally that's really needed.
I like it when he thanks me, but...
Okay, guys, I guess that's it, right? I think we covered everything here, so... Well, thanks for being there for us and asking us the occasionally not-so-nice questions, but hey, that's what it's all about, right?
Uh-huh. All right. Yo, 7 megas to MP3. Post that so I can leech it later.
Okay.
Anyway, thanks a lot, guys. Next person up, I guess. Are you
we have a very charming young lady here.
Oh,
once
Joe.
There.
Oh,
okay.
So, is Joe Torre going to come on here now?
He's around here somewhere.
It's Joe in the Charming Northwest Amiga Users Group lady whose name I don't remember, but.
Jerry.
Okay. Joe. Joe!
I said we're not going to make an introduction for a time.
Okay.
The show's almost over. Well, thank you, Ben and James.
Benjamin will be back in Belgium on Wednesday.
Yep, that's right.
I won't be back in Belgium.
But you'd like to go, though.
Oh, yeah, it'd be fun.
I'm stressed out already. I'm not going to take it.
You're the few that haven't seen each other for 10 years.
Oh, yeah, this is actually the first time we've met. And now Benjamin's going to make it the last time.
Do you like each other now?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
he gets a little my nerves with game, but he did that before also. Nothing, nothing. All right, in the fall as well.
Thank you both very much.
Yeah,
we're
going to be.
I'm sorry they got a little rude.
I can be just as rude back if I need to.
Yeah, well.
I'll have a word with you guys later.
Okay, well, if I was a dumb American, I would say Necco. But since I'm not a dumb American, I would say
thanks,
Necco.
I appreciate it.
But if you know, one of those is right, then you can
but
just...
But Benjamin is the man behind Hyperion, and we really owe everything to him for organizing this. He's really done a great job of it.
Well, we're going to try to end out the show with a bunch of fun and laughing and getting crazy. And if you guys get rude, I'll deal with you later.
I can deal with them later too, Venom. You know that.
I can hear you. Oh, you can, huh?
I want you to hear me.
Okay, people, let's get the hell out of here.
Where's Joe?
Where's Joe anyway?
Joe's still hanging around.
Get him. They want him. It's his time.
They're sending the...
Joe!
Yes, you were weird, Amy. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
We've been trying to get your attention for a while now.
There.
Oops. Oh, there's.
Thank you very much. Well, my son enjoyed it. I'll tell you that much. He's down over there watching the game.
Oh, yeah. Tell some OBBC to save that MP3 and I'll get it.
No, he'll do that. Don't worry about it.
All right.
I don't know, what is he doing up anyway?
Oh, it's only 12 o'clock here, so. That was fun.
Good job.
There he is, the infamous Joe Torre.
Let's rip down the camera.
Okay, now. That's who we have, is Torre, and here it is.
Hello. Tori. Heard that before. You know, there is a bit of a delay. What I'm going to do is look at someone's watch, and I want somebody who is basically rude on the machine, like Necco or Green Boy. And I'm going to say a starting point, and then we'll see how long it takes before you've heard me, okay? So I want you to type in 1, 2, 3. So the first person to type in 1, 2, 3... that'll let me know how much delay there is between when we talk and when you get it. Okay, so I'm looking at it. Thank you, Venom, for holding up your watch. She has some really nicely done nails here. Custom boing balls with the gold lines delineating the red and white checks. Still haven't seen it. We're waiting. Certainly someone can find those keys, 3 in a row. First, you're counting not to 5. At least you go immediately to 3. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. But there it is. Okay. So that was 45 seconds. That was a 45-second delay. Cool. Okay. Behind me, Luca Diana. Did I sing that right?
Yeah.
Diana.
Alamas Kandarian.
Alamas Kandarian. With an R.
Aram.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Is that camera the IRC one? That one's the one that's going out? You've got a better camera. Sorry, I bumped that one. Okay, cool. Latin? Oh, okay. Where are you going with that boxer in your hand?
Jared, could you hand me the boxer board and the...
She knows where the boxer board is. There it is. All right. So all the questions going to be about the boxer, and then going to be about the conspiracy and Pindall. Okay. Boxer's actually in the hand acid condom, which I will remove. All right, here you go. He's going to hold it. Actually, that's as large as ATX is allowed to be. So, no, that's not really small. Yeah, this small. I think it's 6 and 6 rules on the trace size. Venom, if you'll ask me questions, just to make sure I don't miss any reading here. Pound Morphos. Will there be Morphos demos, I wonder? Because there will definitely be Boxer demos, where you program the hardware to do custom things, you know, make your own copper list. And why should we buy a Boxer? You don't have to buy one. No one forces anyone to buy or to work late or to work on weekends or to spend their money on anything. And AGP isn't as important because basically 4X AGP is about the same as 64-bit 66 megahertz PCI. So if you have 66 megahertz PCI, you know, it might be AGP form factor, it might be an AGP connector, but remember, to use USB, you have to pay money. To use the words, for instance, PCI, you, in a sense, have to pay money. There are many, many times whenever you end up having to pay someone to use their copyrights and their trademarks, and AGP, I believe, is one of those. Now, I don't really know that, but one of the main reasons I wouldn't use, or I'm not trying to single-handedly myself convince Mick that we have to have an AGP connector there, is that there are nice, well, it's raffle time right in the middle of my talk again, but I'll keep talking. The burst modes and the way that Pentiums burst their information out, and this compared to the way that PowerPCs expect to get their the type of burst cycles that they run, which are not interleaved, and the fact that I'm not an AGP expert, I'm not an Intel expert, means I'm really not the one to shoehorn, which is kind of a funny play on words, to shoehorn AGP into this design. To have an AGP connector and have it really be PCI, though, or really being a 66 megahertz PCI, I think is more likely. Sure, ask anti-gravity questions, but I don't know about their business other than the fact that I work for them freelance. I'm not a full-time employee, and I've gone to London and worked with Mick and California and Oregon and flying all around and spending lots of money and spending lots of time under the binocular microscope with tweezers, with a finest gauge solder, and breathing solder fumes and using logic analyzers and scope probes and debugging the thing. So I'm working on it, but I don't run anti-gravity or
1490.
I don't know. I wouldn't know. I mean, the demos are a lot smoother and crisper now. The most all of the flaws that you see are any stutters compared to the absolute fluid smoothness that Amiga people have come to know are often the Windows stutters. You know, the time where Windows stops everything and checks to see if the proper user's logged in
and
if any of the software has expired. The kind of pathetic animation you usually see on a PC where they ease a logo in, and you know, just like in Deluxe Paint or using Lightwave or Imagine, where you're going to have something accelerate or decelerate, and it gets those last five or six frames when it's just barely moving or something, where it's just really coming down, like the apogee point on a bowling ball, where it's right up at the top doing apogee. That at that exact point is usually when a PC will stop and check to see if there's any new users logged in on the Ethernet, and just completely screw up an animation. Although they may be able to do full screen overscan, it's the kind of thing that Amiga's always just completely sail through.
Joe, how long before we get a Boxer in the shop? Do you foresee any weird problems that could occur, or is it plain sailing from here on in?
Boxer in shops is different, Neko. Having them so that there's a manual, so that there's instructions and pictures of jumper wires, is a lot more than having more of these beta, one of these first beta boards working in software developers' hands. There are hassles that you get with different government agencies and importing and exporting, and the manuals being also a large part of it, what software gets bundled with it. All of that will be building up and winding up in the background while we're working on the first beta production runs. But that kind of release that you put out that you expect when you buy something off the shelf is not to be underestimated. And also, whenever you buy something else nowadays, there is a lot of work that goes into those things. Hey, that's a nice logo on my shirt there. They're taking pictures of the board left and right behind me, in front of me, stuff. That's famous. I just work on that. No, we've got some lag. What's planned after Boxer? Laptops are planned after Boxer. Actually, laptops are planned before Boxer, during, and after Boxer, so just to be fair. Would anyone want to buy an Amiga laptop? Would that be popular, you think? Really? Yeah, that's what I thought. I keep trying to tell people that. I feel like I'm the only one sometimes. You'd think there would be one. You'd think that Commodore would have already done that, you know?
Yes, exactly.
No? I don't know. Well, you have the cool... Venom has the coolest color... pen computer, I guess they should call it, to be safe. I'm not crazy about the pens and the touch screens, because all that graffiti and all that. Well, that takes a lot in the OS, remember. I mean, keyboard and the screen, that's easy. Everyone can use that. But as soon as you get into your language versus someone else's and all that, then you got to license the graffiti, and, you know, it gets complicated. But I'm sorry. Get back to this.
Are you saying that Boxer will pause in the way Windows does, or are you saying that there's something we could expect not to see in the Boxer?
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm not saying the Boxer will pause. I should answer that question a little bit better. They were asking about how fast the VP code is. I'm not a software guy. I hate running Linux all the time. It's case sensitive. It's a typing drill. It annoys me to no end. It's not fun. I have a Linux partition. I have BOS partition, and I'm much more likely to boot up BOS and mess around, launch shell scripts, and enjoy having massive amounts of virtual memory. Other than that, I could care less about Linux and servers and MySQL and databases and all that. I got the computer to hack with and mess around and extend my brain and do multiplication and addition and subtraction faster than I can, and to remember things and to recall things. I didn't get it to serve web pages. I didn't get it to manage my parts catalog. I didn't get it to do insurance databases. So they're completely separate issues on what I like in a computer. So since my computer isn't a Linux box, isn't a dual Pentium, and isn't a very fast machine, I don't like running Linux in the first place. And so I don't have the SDK installed. Even if it was free and it fell from the sky, it might still just lay on the shelf, because half the time I'm running a CAD program under Windows 98 or NT, and I don't even know that I'm running that, because I spend all the time, it just sits there in the CAD program or in the Altera program. So most of the time I spend using a computer is running a CAD program or an FPGA layout and compiling program, or surfing the web for, you know, those JPEGs and MPEGs that are all over the place.
How much is the box board going to cost? Anything special we need for them?
I heard $1,800 today, but I don't know whether that includes a monitor and printer. That's a joke, because a lot of times people think that includes a monitor and printer and a mobile home. But I heard $1,800. If there were changes about 060s, if 060s fell from the sky and were free, then they might make it cheaper also. But back to how fast the VP code is. I'm not a judge of that. There would be various reasons. One, that it would run faster on one machine or another. For instance, the Cyrix processors do integer a lot faster than the AMD processors do, even at the same clock speed. They do. When I'm cracking RC5 right now, I hope all the rest of you are, on about five or six different machines, including Ben Voss' home machine, I don't know that Ben knows that right now, but when I was at his house, I took the liberty of making sure he was cracking RC5 for me. So, Ben, if you're out there, check and see what email you're sending in your keys for. You know, I'm starting to feel guilty at this point. You haven't discovered it yet, but cracking RC5 for Team Amiga is very important. And anyway, I'm diverging from the topic of certain processors are faster at integer performance than other processors. And thank you, Jerry. And to judge the speed of the VP code based on the video card would be confusing, and it wouldn't really matter. It would tend to be the same as whatever the whatever number of X stones or the X Windows subsystem would perform, because it is virtual processor. But I'm quite confident that running inline assembly PowerPC code or 68060 code will be faster than running an interpreted language, in much the same way that running the Amiga emulator on an Amiga that is booted Linux to simulate all the custom chips would not be faster than simply booting the Amiga in Amiga OS to emulate something that is there in hardware. Can't really be faster. Now, also, just to be fair to the possibilities of virtual processor code, it could be incorporated, the special or the unique aspects of the hardware. For instance, to simulate a classic Amiga in UAE, they made it exactly like, or as close as they could to the hardware that is actually in the Amiga AGA or ECS or OCS chipset, Hi-Res, Denise, etc. So to if you were to make a virtual processor or make an emulator for a Boxer board, you would then be able to have the 64-bit wide data paths, not 32. You would be able to have FIFOs. You would, and in fact, some of these might just fall right into place with some of the instruction or reduced instruction primitives that are.